Anne Kennard has been the chair of Bristol Hanover Council for the last 17 years.
I've got a quote here from General Sir Gordon MacCready, who was Regional Commissioner for Lower Saxony at the time. He agreed with this idea of linking the two, but he added that the link should limit itself to cultural contacts and I quote, in no way lend itself to exercising pressure on the military government with reference to political matters. So it has actually been very largely a cultural link. The very first delegation was just these five men, and they were representing different parts of the life of Bristol, and they were incredibly well received in Hanover. They could not believe it in Hanover that there was the hand of friendship being extended so soon after the war. But then fairly soon, 48, 49 especially, there were the first youth visits, etc., and that then continued from then onwards with all sorts of different groups.
Many people have been involved with Bristol Hanover Council over the years. Marina Dolman, now president of Bristol City Football Club, has supported and volunteered for the council for years.
I was in Bristol Hanover Council from 63 until about 83, really.
Here she is in conversation with Anne Kennard.
I'm very full people getting to know other people from other countries. Mm. And I think the Bristol Hanover Council particularly has worked extremely hard and has a wonderful record when you think it started in 1947 with Alderman St John Reid.
Yes, that's right.
And Alderman Burt.
That's and Edward right. Seath.
Edward Seath, yes.
Whose son is still around in Bristol.
Yes. Well, I remember Edward Seath because he was youth officer of Bristol, wasn't
right.
he?
Yeah.
And as I was secretary of the first multiracial youth club in Bristol called the Mill Centre. So I know what a wonderful man he was. And he was very keen on furthering the relationships with all countries from Britain's point of view.
Mm. Professor Kloss?
Professor Kloss.
Professor Kloss, he was my professor, and I came to Bristol to study German, and that's how my connection with Hanover came about. He was a dear man, actually. He was a delightful man, very absent-minded and eccentric, but we always felt very protective of him. And he made me, certainly me, love German poetry and philosophy and so on. And he was very anxious that some of us at least should go to Hanover. So in February 1956, I and the rest of my cohort went to Germany for 6 months. And I think he was a real friend of Hanover.
That was Barbara Cowell. Professor Kloss also found ways to get young people not associated with the university to go to Hanover. A young Marina Dolman had already been there on school exchange.
Cool, but then you went again the following year, I think you said.
Yes, that was because I won a competition organised by the university here. I just had to write an essay about Germany.
Right.
And I did, and apparently I won it, and so that gave me another month in Hanover during school holidays. Right. Professor Kloss was the one who rang me up and told me I'd won the competition And so over the years, I kept in touch with Professor Kloss until he died.
Marina Dolman ended up living and working in Hanover for 18 months in her 20s. Anne Kennard has got to know Hanover well in recent years.
It's not a city that people think of to go to when they think about Germany, although they should, really, considering that we had a Hanoverian monarchy for quite a long time. But it's been beautifully restored, reconstructed, and of course it has a transport system to die for. My very first visit to Hanover was actually in 2001. I was very impressed.
In August 2017, a large group went to Hanover to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the twinning.
There were 32 of us went over there, and they really did treat us like royalty. And there were ceremonies in the Riot House and, you know, the Festival of Cultures and the huge firework display and everything. And that was absolutely wonderful. And we had had them here for a great big event at the zoo with 2,500 people and entertainment. And, you know, the mayors were there, and that was amazing.
Also on the anniversary trip to Hanover was Alex Hughes, twinning coordinator.
I was going to say one of the most moving moments for me was in Hanover City Hall. This chap, Nick Pickard.
He's Deputy Ambassador.
He is Deputy Ambassador. If I remember rightly, he said, so I bring greetings from the British Ambassador in Berlin. He's on holiday, he can't be here today. But I wouldn't have let him come anyway. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. Then he said, sort of, this is my, you know, official Foreign Office speech, but I won't use that. And he points up to the balcony above him and he says, I stood there as a 12-year-old schoolboy from Bristol taking part in the Hanover Exchange. You know, I made a friend for life. I came back again. I started learning German. It inspired me to go on. And I've had a career in the Foreign Office. You know, it was just a wonderful, personal, from the heart speech. You know, I think some of our delegation were in tears. I wanted to hug the guy. I didn't even know him. So for me, that was a great moment.